This is the God, Health, and Me Discovery Course, Audio Disc 5.
Okay, so in this session, I want to talk about laughter and your health, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. What was the frequency that we saw at joy?
550.
Is it 540, 550? It's higher than love. Of course it's going to be your strength. Remember, we just got done talking about strengthening emotions. Of course joy is going to strengthen you. It's such a high. Is it 540? Oh, good. My memory's working. Such a high frequency emotion. So of course the joy of the Lord's going to be your strength. You want to strengthen emotion, walk in joy, begin to understand. So the science behind that biblical truth, the cheerful heart doeth good like a medicine, that the joy of the Lord is your strength, behind it, there's a science called gelotology. Sounds like eat lots of jello, right? It's exploring the benefits of laughter. Do you remember Norman Cousins did a lot of work with that in the cancer ward with laughter and bringing that into the hospitals and so on? We know scientifically that joy, laughter, humor doeth good like a medicine. We know why. Remember what we talked about, the molecules of emotion. You're going to produce neuropeptides that are going to go communicate with every single cell that's going to bring healing and life to every single cell. You're going to be vibrating a level that produces an electromagnetic frequency that is going to be a high frequency of joy that not only is going to strengthen you, but now you're radiating it. What are you going to attract? You're going to attract more joy into your life. Mm-hmm. So when you remember when we talked about affirmations and moving from, right, I choose, because it all begins with choose you this day. So you begin the frequency that you, I choose, and then you allow yourself, knowing neuropeptides, knowing the heart, knowing the electromagnetic frequencies, you say, I feel, and then finally you move into the highest state of being, I am. So now we want to walk in joy. I choose today joy. There's a song by Donnie McClurkin I'll play that I just bust up really loud. I don't know if you ever had it, but I choose to be dancing. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
Okay, I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
And it's basically saying, no matter what happens, I choose to be dancing, right? And it's a choice. I'll play it. I'll look it up for you during before we leave for our break. Remind me, okay? So what is that? What do you think dance is? I'll get out there and boogie, and I'll turn it up, and you get the high-frequency music that has the high-frequency words. What am I doing? I'm bringing that joy in. So I say, I choose joy today. I choose joy. It's interesting that Jesus would say, I give you joy. I came that you might have joy and have it more
abundantly.
Oh, because what's the secret? Having abundant joy. If you have abundant joy, is there any room for depression? Is there any room for fear-based living? Is there any room for dis-ease? Of course he came that you would have joy more abundantly. Do you get this? So laughter, we know the benefits. It was brought to the public. Norman Cousins did a great work with the anatomy of an illness, began to see this. The benefits of laughter. Laughter stimulates. You want to laugh every day. Laughter is amazing for your immune system. You want to laugh. Get yourself where you have a joke of the day coming onto your computer, or that you listen, make each other laugh, get around people that laugh, bring laughter in to your life. It's so good. When you laugh, it's internal exercise. So when you laugh, you are stimulating every organ in your body and making it strong.
Wow.
Bring back the laughter. By the way, it burns calories, ladies. Do you know how many calories we burned with our whole Barbie scenario last week?
Oh, Barbie.
We were burning our whole the calories around the Barbie jokes, right? So, burns calories. It triggers the release of endorphins, that neuropeptide, those joy the endorphins, the healing. It it's interesting too. It's this interesting. It takes you through. Laughter takes you through the whole cycle of exercise. You know how with exercise you got to fire up your metabolism and then you got to cool it down?
Yeah.
With every incidence of laughter, you're doing that. So you are firing it up and then you cool it down. And then what you're going to find is it's going to cool down your blood pressure, your heart rate, with results similar to exercise. Wow. How cool is that? It improves your blood sugar level. Let's talk about that for a second. Why would laughter specifically apply to blood sugar? Okay, go with me. I'm training you to think this way. Sugar is what?
Energy.
You know, it's sweet. Oh, so when your life is no longer
sweet,
you're going to have
diabetes.
Oh,
wonderful.
Interesting.
Do you understand there's a physical corollary for every spiritual counterpart? Am I getting my point across? Do you understand why I call this God, health, and me? Because your whole health state is going to be based on you, and it's going to be based on God, and it's going to be based on bringing those three to one, that your God, your health, and you are brought together. Do you get why I title it this way? So you can prosper in all things.
Gosh, that's a huge one. Now I see the correlation hugely in our community.
Yes, ma'am.
Of diabetes.
Yes, ma'am.
And
high blood pressure.
High blood pressure.
Yes, ma'am.
This continuance of everyone in the family. Well, it runs in the family. And we just keep that cycle going.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Going.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Judging yourself or others severely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Disappointed in life.
Mm-hmm.
Ongoing feelings of sorrow. Emotional shock. Mm. Joy of life is gone.
Wow.
Watch this. Feeling it should have been different.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm. Oh my goodness.
We're getting some deep revelation today.
Right, I can pre-diagnose some people.
obsessed with wanting to control, ashamed of something you did in the past. So we've got a bunch of very angry women. We've got a lot of men that their masculinity is being taken away. So
mm-hmm.
isn't it interesting that community mm-hmm. has the highest rate of prostate?
Yes.
Ooh.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
What is that having to do with?
I looked up prostate cancer because so many,
my father's got some issues. It's the highest in your community, the highest rate of prostate.
A lot of the men, and I'm like, oh,
uh-huh.
my God, but when you look at it, a lot of them have been emasculated, and it comes from a female.
And
it's anger at the father, the poor choices we made in men, and it just comes out, and then you put it on your son.
That's what I'm saying. You got it.
Boy who turns into a man,
Hello.
An angry man.
Hello.
And it's just, it's horrible.
You got
what
it.
What happens in our community.
I know.
And that's why there's so many relationship problems between black men and black women.
Yes.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And yet the black woman is the most nurturing. And the most loving in all of cultures, as far as I'm concerned, get the anger out of there and bring back, when I talk about getting back to who you truly are, look historically.
Yeah, I mean, I know I innately have that in me, and I feel it, and then I kind of suppress it. Things have come, you know, life, just things that, what you've been told, becomes... Gotta protect myself.
Right.
Gotta protect my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys are getting some deep revelation today. You guys are getting some deep.
I'm curious about a child with diabetes that diagnosed at 1 year old. How would this apply?
The children are so susceptible to their mother's emotions and to the emotions in the home, so they just take it right on. And you'll see some things. with children that it happens in the third trimester in the womb. You've got an angry mother that's got a baby. You've got a critical. You've got a all of those things that depress. You've got all of those things in the womb, and the baby's going to come out with it. And that's what's going on there. They're just, you know, it's so enmeshed. They don't have their sense of identity to separate out, which is a little younger version of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you get now you get a little boy that's growing up into manhood, and he's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. And you've got a mother taking all the anger at the man who left, or the husband, mm-hmm. or the abuser, all the stuff that's going on. And she's repeating it all the time. And he's feeling this anger. Now he goes out, he's not a man, she goes out and she's an angry woman, and you get the health things that you're seeing in your culture. Do you understand? This is not, it's not really rocket science. It's about consciousness. It's about awareness.
It is. Wow. It really, really is.
And that's why the truth sets us free. Because it's just in knowing this we can break these cycles.
Yeah.
In understanding this we can completely break these cycles. Do you understand? And I can do this, you know, we're playing right now in the Black culture. I can do the same thing with the Asian. It'll be a whole different, and I'll take you there. I can take you into the Hispanic, and I'll take you there. I can do it in the way. Each culture has its own thing that it's holding. It's just we happen to pick that as an example, like I picked eyes as an example. You know, we could have spent the whole day more on cancer. We could have spent it on, you know, it's all the same. The principle I want you to get out of is that when you see something physical, there's a spiritual, emotional counterpart. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm trying to get you to teach to go from cause to effect. And you're all being healed in this process too. You're being set free. That's why I knew you're just supposed to be here. You're being set free from the lies, from the fear-based thinking that bound you. You're being set free. So laughter then is simply, what do you need to do when you're trying to heal? You got to get from these low frequencies that are weakening. We got to get ourselves out of these low frequencies up into these high frequencies. Well, how do we do it? Well, whatever tool's working for you, I'm giving you. I've given you meditation. I've given you oils. I've given you music. I've given you prayer. I've given you exercise. I've given you yoga. I've given you, you know, there's all these things that we can do. Now, laughter is another one of these tools. Mm-hmm. So, helpful tips. Start with, I don't know what that was. Was it a joke? Start with something funny, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I had in mind when I wrote this. Start with some humor with your day. Make it part like your joke of the day. Have a place that you can just read something, even if you get a little chuckle. Just kind of start it. And then guess what? If you can share it with someone, if you can tell something funny and pass it on, you know, I was, we were having class with Dr. Jonathan, and I noticed he kept on reaching, and he was eating the nuts in the class. There was a bowl of nuts. You remember when you were sitting there was that bowl of nuts that we'll have right there on the table. And so he was sitting there eating the nuts, and then he said, wow, I just realized I've been eating almost this whole bowl of nuts myself. And I said, well, that just reminds me, there was a pastor friend of mine. And he went in the hospital to visit an older woman. And he was there, and she was just telling all her woes. And he was so engrossed that he just started eating the peanuts that were in the bowl right there, right beside. And so he's sitting there eating these, and all of a sudden he realizes, mortified, that he was so engrossed, he ate the whole bowl of peanuts, right? And he says, I am so sorry. I'm actually embarrassed. I kind of ate all your peanuts. And she says, oh, honey, that's no problem. I just sucked the chocolate off of them. I don't want the peanuts. She's like, I could have done without that one. Bella's like, I could have done without that one. Trying to get your immune system. I didn't charge extra for that, okay?
It just reminded me. Calories were burning. Laugh.
So watch a humor, watch a comedy, watch a humorous, you know, program. Read something every day. Read jokes, read comics, read humor, read something funny. Hang with funny people. Get with people that make you laugh. Find humor. Find humor in yourself. Find humor in the things that you do. Learn to laugh at yourself. Learn to see how hysterical we really are. And just learn to let up. We're too serious. Too many of us have a spiritual wedgie. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
We have this spiritual wedgie, and we just got to learn to just like laugh and lighten up and stop taking life so serious. Stop taking ourselves so serious. And that's, you know, I'm talking to myself and just passing it on because I had really lost my humor. And I'm just bringing it back and just getting where I say something funny. And Berlin will look at me and go, oh, you cracked up funny. You really did.
Well, especially since when I first met you, I'm hilarious. And I would say something really funny and I'd crack myself up. And she goes, that's just funny. But now she'll actually laugh. So I can see that she's coming out and letting it go and releasing that. Yeah.
Just get
that. That's funny.
Well, that was a step in the right
direction. I acknowledge that it was funny. I mean, what more do you want?
When I was going through some things that I felt really victimized by, people would bring over like a movie that they like just said, this will just kill you. I mean, this is, and I would just sit there and I'd watch them like practically cry and wet their pants. I know. And you're like, and I'm like, this is just like,
I don't, it's stupid. Yeah. That's dumb. That's what I would do. I'd go, that's so
stupid.
Ignorant.
It's like predictable. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'd be bored.
Yeah. Yeah. I did the
same
thing.
And that was just like where I was coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
the same
way.
It was almost like a dare to try to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Something, I don't
know. Or like it's beneath your emotional
or
your intellectual, you know.
Okay.
I was going to share that I was told to go to the playground where kids play and just watch kids play.
That's fun.
I'm so serious. And
that's
like,
good.
Just go and watch kids play. And see what
watch kids play. That's
and
good.
Mimic what they do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Watch kids play. You can force a laughter, by the way. You don't even have to have anything funny. Just
force it.
Just look at your neighbor and start laughing right now. I mean, just look at them and just start laughing. It's still stimulating all the organs, even if it's not real. Get in the habit of just laughter. And
Yeah.
The next session. Are you guys on the words?
Words.
Yeah.
So I took, normally when I teach this, there's many pages. I pulled it out of here. I did it to one page here because we're going to cover it in Think, Feel, and Speak in a minute.
Okay.
So we're going to go real fast through words because we're going to hit it this afternoon. Okay. But I'll just touch it just so it's in there. And then we may need to pull from that back over to this when you, from the afternoon on the power of words to round it back out again. I know you love that, but you love me. Come on. Say it publicly.
I love you.
Before you begin, another tool with Delta E, not to do a sales pitch, but it's a mood modulator. Mm-hmm. So if you tend to be depressed, it pulls you right up. I have people that were in like 2-3 year depression, totally up. If you tend to be in anxiety, pulls you down. So I've decided I'm going to start bringing it to, I had totally separated my companies, but I'm going to start bringing it so that if you want to purchase, I have some because at what we're talking about, there's a whole nother tool. It'll instantly change your state when you drink it. Instantly change your state. So this next session I want to talk about is the power of words. You basically have the mind, heart, mouth connection. If you go in spiritual circles, what's the spiritual principle within Christianity? If you believe in your heart and you confess in your mouth, you shall be saved. You see, it's a life principle. It's a universal principle that was just understood in that spiritual context. It's the way you bring change. I look at the mouth as your sickle. In other words, you got the soil of your heart. And the thoughts are the seeds that are going in the soil of your heart. And your mouth is what goes in and harvests it. It's what, when you're manifesting, it's what brings it. What you're speaking is calling it forth. Remember it says, your word will not return to me
void.
Okay, so God says, my word shall not return to me void. Mm-hmm. My word, there's the spiritual truths mm-hmm. you're learning. There's the universal laws. Apply it in mm-hmm. your religious denomination or belief system. I don't have to put it in any one. It's true no matter where. You've got the truth coming down. If you want it to not be void, it's always there. It's always falling down. Proverbs says that wisdom is crying out in the streets. It's all there for you. So you've got my word coming down, truth coming down, wisdom coming down. Now you want it not to be void. What has to happen? It shall not return to me. Now tell me, how would it get from here to there? You speak it.
Right.
The word comes, it shall not return to me void. So you began to make declarations. You began to call out your future. You began to speak. How was the world created?
He spoke
and then it existed. Whose image are you made
in? God's image.
So how do you create? Why is the power of life and death in the tongue, and we eat the fruit thereof? You don't like the fruit. Look at what's coming from your tongue. Are you getting hold of this?
Yes. Yes. We have spoken our word.
The thought is the seed.
The thought is the seed. The heart is the soil. The emotional context of it is the soil that gives it life. And the words are what is the sickle that harvests it. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but I'll just apply it to health right now for this moment. Be careful what you claim about your health, about your body, about your dis-ease. Mm-hmm. If you walk around saying my,
you are
faithfully owning it, claiming it, making it yours. My. Ever heard someone say, my diabetes is acting up?
Right.
My arthritis is really getting me. Boy, my allergies are bad today. Mm-hmm. My. Do you get this? Do you understand the power of words, what you're doing every time you tell your body that that's yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, my cancer, my allergies. Consider instead referring to whatever's happening that is the lesson, that's a red light that's trying to teach you that you need to look at the spiritual counterpart. Instead, consider referring to it as something outside of yourself that you don't take ownership of. The cancer, the arthritis. Just feel that on for size. Say my diabetes or the diabetes. Do you feel the difference in the energy just by saying it? Are you getting hold of this?
Mm-hmm. I actually have one more step removed. I say the diagnosis that they taught me. I don't even say the word.
There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. There we go. Look at the stuff we accept. Look at the stuff that we just accept.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last time I checked, there's only supposed to be four seasons. Winter, spring, fall, summer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So where did we get allergy season?
Right.
Cold season.
Flu season. Deaf season.
Where's
the deaf season, I promise
we
you.
We are. Where did we add these seasons that we actually have programs to tell us to get ready because the season is coming? Get ready for flu
allergy
season. Get ready, allergy season is coming. It even tells you when the season is coming, just in case you didn't know.
Right.
Program yourselves. It says, ooh, here we go. We're going into the season. Better run down and get my dose of formaldehyde-laced last year's vaccines that are no longer active for this year's disease. I better run down and put that into my DNA, my cellular memory, to make sure that has nothing to do with an immune system that's not able to handle, because my immune system is suppressed, which would be able to handle anything that comes at me. But my immune system's suppressed and depressed, because of my predominant emotional state that's keeping it suppressed and depressed. And now injecting some needle into my cells is going to change that?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Anyway, this all has to do with the immune system.
Yeah.
And your immune system can handle anything that's coming to you. So let me share a little different perspective. You know, we say something like, what do we say? I'm catching a cold. Think about your language. Start being sensitive to your language. I'm catching a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I'll joke. I'll go, now, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why do you need to run and catch it? Like you're chasing it down? Like what? You want it so bad? Why do you need to catch it? Let it go away. You don't need it. You ever play that joke when you were a kid and you'd prank phone call and you say, is your refrigerator running? And then they go, yeah. And you go, well, you better go catch it. Ha ha ha. You were a little kid, right?
That was before caller ID.
That was before caller ID.
It was.
See, I predated myself. It was still with little round dialing things that you could do and they wouldn't have a clue who you were, right? Okay. So, you know, think of that joke. You know, is your refrigerator running? You know, you better go catch it. Why are you catching a cold?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So why are you chasing after that exactly? Why did you invent this season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Galatians, Paul begins Galatians. It's a different topic. He's talking about falling back into the law. But he says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?
Mm.
You know, who gave you this thinking pattern and why are you buying into it?
Wow.
Who wrote this script for you and why are you making it your script? That says that this is the season that you're supposed to have this particular disease or disorder or symptom. Who can know your seasons? You know, God had to deal with me with that. Because when I started coming to my level of consciousness and my level of awareness, well, I didn't buy into a lot of the manipulation and all that. And that kind of, when you change, it ticks the people around you off a little bit. So then they had to have a label to put on me to figure out what to do with me because they didn't know quite what to do with me. And so they started labeling and saying that I'm hormonal, I'm in transition.
Mm.
And God had just warned me in prayer, and I didn't pick it up. I just picked it up a couple months before that, that God had spoken to me intensely about do not allow word curses to sit on you and don't receive them. Break them as soon as they come in your direction. But I didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept on hearing this stuff. And so then you start taking it on and you start owning it and you're going, oh, wow. And then I had this time alone with God. It was amazing. It was August 13th. And I was just on my face before God to make a lot of these difficult decisions. And the music, I was just lost. I was lost in William McDowell's I Trust You. And I just felt the presence of God so strong. And I just had this purple wave just come over me, which is the prophetic. And all of a sudden, I started writing. And I couldn't write fast enough what God was saying. And God started to see, God will replace the lies with truth.
Yes.
And so we replaced the lies with truth. And he said, I determine when your transitions are. And with God, the only transitions are from glory to glory.
Mm.
Oh, by the way, did you buy into the lie about menopause too?
Oh, wow.
Because there's a whole lot of cultures that don't have any menopause.
Mm.
Did you buy into that, like the calcium myth too?
Yeah. Menopause, the hot flashes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to look up, wouldn't it? Except I think we're out of time.
Yeah,
so what I want you to see right here.
Wow.
Is that the words we use us.
Ooh, that's powerful.
The words we use us. And I want you to begin. I put a place right there for ahas. One of the most important things you can do with what you got out of today, and I notice you've been doing it, is you're making those aha notes of what you can apply for what you're learning today to leave here because your intention was to come to the other, step to the other side of vibrant health.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to allow you to do that. So in this God Health and Me discovery course, we've covered a lot of ground. And I know this is going to be a course you're going to want to listen to over and over and over. I guarantee you each time you're going to think you're listening to a whole new course because you're going to be different. And what you hear is going to take you to the next level. But if you remember, we laid the biblical foundation for health. We talked about how God views health, and health is supposed to be normal. It's your birthright. But we also talked about what your role is in that. And there's so often that we're just not realizing, we're looking for an answer outside of ourselves, but it's us that is creating our state of dis-ease. And so we pulled some science behind that biblical truth, and we talked about psychoneuroimmunology. We talked about how our predominant thought patterns and our belief systems and our emotional states, how that is directly linked to your immune system and your endocrine system and so on. And so understanding that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, and we covered the science of that right now. We also talked about neuroplasticity. We talked about how your brain actually can change. And that's an amazing thought to realize. And we gave examples that those who are in meditation and prayer, they actually increase the thickness of the brain's gray matter. So the structure of your brain is changing. The amount of dendrites is changing, and axons, and all of these things that's changing. We now know that the DNA is changing, for that matter. So very powerful, neuroplasticity. And we talked about how emotions are not neutral. They're either love-based or fear-based. They're either strengthening or they're weakening. And we spent a lot of time looking at Dr. Hawkins and helping us understand shame being the lowest and the breakthrough point being courage and the higher level. Of course, I believe that's why Jesus said the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. It's why Paul said, you know, whatsoever is of good rapport and virtue and true, if it be praiseworthy, fix your mind on these things. And it has to do with understanding that every emotion has a frequency, and the emotions that you're holding are either strengthening your body or weakening your body. And so truly, you can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. And so we realize that what's going on within is creating without. We realize that the body doesn't lie, and there's different organs tied in with the different emotions. And of course, we went through the biblical examples where you actually see that in David's life and with Eli's life and the cataracts and so on. Your body doesn't lie. It is really your way to get in touch with what's going on in your subconscious. And laughter, of course, plays a role in your health. And we concluded with the power of words and your health and how profound it is. Be careful of what you're claiming in your life. And so go back and pick one of these areas on a daily basis just to begin to think about, to look at new ways how you can apply it. Think about your thinking. Think about your emotions, that you can begin to create the change and the transformation. You know, some people say, well, I can't change my thinking. You know, you wouldn't tolerate yourself to have insane behavior for the most part. You just wouldn't allow yourself to go out and have insane behavior. And yet we allow ourselves to have insane thoughts, not knowing it's going to produce that. So I encourage you, as you've gone through this in relationship to of your health, to begin to look at what kind of thinking, belief systems, emotions you've been holding on to and allowing to dominate, how that's affecting your health. And then finally, what words you're speaking, what you're claiming about your health, what you're putting out there about your health, about aging, about your life. So take all those things, pick a new one to look at each day, and I pray this course has blessed you, and I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God bless you.
We hope you've enjoyed this God, Health, and Me Discovery Course, a teaching by Prosper in All Things with Brenda Byerscan. For more information, resources, training, and to find a live event near you, please visit our website at www.prosperinallthings.com. We're praying that you prosper in all things.